You didn't even know they even had a fucking puck. Fuck my ass. I left that motherfucker at home, bitch. I come down here to run you into the motherfucking wall. Whoa! Pardon me, motherfucker.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
My friends, well, I'm sure everybody watched that game last night.
Yes,
you think about it. The fucking Saints could only score one touchdown.
Yeah.
The other guy, he couldn't score one at all.
No.
The only one who could throw a touchdown pass was McCaffrey.
Yeah, and it's a pretty good pass, too.
It was a good pass.
I mean, that's... who lost? I mean, look at that score. Fuck. 12-9?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw a lot of bad coaching decisions.
I didn't see Drew Brees throw a touchdown pass.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Cam, boy's...
He didn't throw one either.
He's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt bad. He's hurt bad. He's playing hurt again.
You got to be fucking crazy to put him out there next week.
Yeah.
That's like...
Well, they got no chance if he doesn't play.
No chance if he does.
McCaffrey's pretty bad. Their team's not horrible.
You know what I'd do if I was their coach? I'd call Cam in the office and I'd give him RG3's phone number.
You got you to hang out.
I think he's over there at...
You and RG, man. Shit. Make a perfect fucking bookends. One on one end and the other on the other.
Well, Kamara looked good. It looked like something was going to happen in the beginning of the game.
But I know. I mean, Drew Brees didn't throw a touchdown and lost both my fantasy leagues.
I was just going to ask.
I needed one touchdown.
That's it, huh?
From all the people, Drew Brees throws one every single game.
And
the one day he didn't.
It was pitiful. It was hard to watch.
That linebacker, Keekly, for Carolina, he's a damn good football player.
Yeah, he is. He's in that category. Khalil Mack wasn't in the league. He's in the conversation.
I mean, he was up in their face every fucking play. He was calling the plays while they were right before the snap. He was mic'd up. He knew it all.
He stuffed him too.
He did. He fucked him up.
He was.
But you know, it's funny because Kansas City lost their big game on the prime time.
Yeah.
New England's been losing a couple.
The Rams losing.
The Saints didn't look good. They lost to the Cowboys.
Teams like Philly.
You never know.
Really,
I mean,
good.
Looks like all the big
teams. If I was to put my money on anybody, it'd be the Chargers.
Yeah. That's what we said yesterday, I think.
The Chargers.
I agree with that. You know what? The Ravens, too. You know what?
That quarterback's gonna get jacked up before the fucking playoffs, man. That motherfucker was hobbling on one wheel already. That's whose phone number he should get is RG3's phone number, man.
Jackson?
He's not that bad, I told you. Jackson? He's throwing the ball that game.
He's okay. I mean,
he's okay, right?
His touchdown was a shovel pass.
Yeah. You know what tripped me out about him? Is when he came out, you know. He told the NFL teams that, hey, I only want to be a quarterback. Don't want to do nothing else. And the way he runs the ball, I'd be looking at him and say, man, I'm gonna get you some fucking macaroni and cheese, fucking mashed potatoes.
Because you're gonna be eating that
shit out of his dog. Shit, man, I'm gonna put 40 pounds on you, then you will get to run the ball. Probably about 25 times a game.
He does too.
Mm-hmm.
If he bulked up, oh man.
His first game, he ran like 20 something.
Well, they run like 80% of the time.
I think he's their leading rusher.
Hey, and it works. The other team, I'm going to rush. You know I'm going to rush.
But for how long?
No, it's just
ask RG3.
He's his backup.
What's
that? Yeah, that's the trip. You think RG3 would have enough fucking sense pull him off to the side. Say, hey, man, let me show you this wheel. They can't even get it back on right no more. Fuck, one foot's making a right-hand turn.
Why are you going in circles?
Yeah, I can't. The fucking foot, man, it ain't straight no more.
You're supposed to throw the ball. You're a quarterback.
That's the idea of the game. Especially in today's, you know, I mean, you can't touch me. I'm throwing the ball. You know.
Well, look at Mahomes. He's everything.
Yeah.
I can throw. I can run. I'm smart.
You know, he's kind of
different breed. If Tom Brady could run, basically.
If you had to start a team right now, would you take Mahomes or Russell Wilson?
In a heartbeat.
Oh, I'd take Mahomes. Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Russell's pretty good.
Russell, man, he is pretty
good. I mean, we've seen Mahomes' ceiling, and it's higher than everybody else's.
And this is, you know, it's hard to say that you look at him and say, hey, that guy's going to get bad. You know,
it is hard.
Yeah,
he's a stud.
Yeah.
Oh man,
he might get hurt, and that's probably pretty much the only way where he's not going to be successful.
He's a pretty big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since they lost Kareem Hunt, though, they've been a little notched down lately. Yeah. But I still wouldn't count those motherfuckers.
I don't know, man. Damian Williams is pretty good.
He did pretty good last week. That's right. But I mean, before. Kareem Hunt. I mean,
look at Connor. You would have said Le'Veon Bell. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then what's his name goes in there? Oh yeah.
Samuel.
It's the system.
Yeah.
You know, these systems are built for these guys to do well.
Yeah.
You know?
In a sense.
You got.
I still think Bell would be fine. It would be good.
Would you have Connor or Bell though?
I would take Bell.
Would you?
I mean, if you watch the way they run, I mean, Connor's good, but Bell is special.
Right, because if you put him on different teams, it would be a different story.
I mean, they may not do as good as on the Steelers.
I'll tell you one thing. He's going to be really good next year because he didn't play this year.
He'll be rested up.
Fresh. Oh, man.
What you know who? They were talking about Boogie Cousins. May not come back as fast as they thought he would. No. But he's got a contract. He needs to make some money for himself, too.
Hey, they're going to hang on to Boogie because they're not sure what Grant's going to do.
Well, everybody's a free agent.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody,
man.
Clay. Curry,
Durant,
they're all.
Who's the beard guy? I can't think of his name for Houston.
James Harden.
James Harden.
We'd be nasty if we got James Harden.
Hey,
I would take him.
They had a game. He played last night. This guy took 5 fucking steps.
And they didn't call shit. Huh? And he ran into the other guy, and they called a foul on him.
I mean, this guy took 3 steps to get to the 3-point line to get behind it. Oh my god!
They're letting him go.
He does it all the time.
Yeah. You know what? That doesn't bother me. What it bothers me is when I watch Clay take 3 steps and then call travel.
Yeah.
You know, you watch LeBron take 5 and nobody says a word.
They hack the fuck out of Curry and don't call shit. You barely touch Harden, they call it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he initiates the contact.
He does.
It was hilarious. I mean, you know, man. It makes you where you almost don't want to watch.
Right.
You know, I mean.
It's the opposite of hockey.
Yeah, right. How finesse can you be, huh?
Listen to this, man. Honest to God. And this was on, TV today, CBS Sports. I ain't going to mention what show. But in between the commercial, they'll show a clip of sports. You know, baseball, basketball. Oh, fuck. Today they had hockey on. Hold on a second, because this is I couldn't fucking believe this, man. Is it a sport? I don't know.
Am I your friend?
That's even doubtful. So anyway, they show basketball. They show and this is only maybe like a 10-second clip. They show basketball, someone catching the ball and going up, dunking it. They had one of football showing a guy catching the ball, you know, as if, you know, probably like a touchdown pass. But whatever they were showing, it showed the guy scoring. They had one of ice hockey today, which I was really surprised. And you know that fucking puck that they play with?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even in the fucking picture.
He hit somebody.
Not even in the fucking picture. You didn't know they even had a fucking puck. Fuck my ass. I left that motherfucker at home, bitch. I come down here to run you into the motherfucking wall. And that's what they show for 5 seconds. This guy taking this other motherfucker, driving him into the wall.
Hockey.
What the fuck? What the fuck? The puck? Oh, I left that at home.
Is it a sport?
I dropped my stick on the way over here.
Yeah, and this was, I mean, what, maybe about 2 hours ago, hour and a half ago. I saw that. I said, oh, man, I love it. You know, I mean, they should show more clips of that.
That's what you watch it for.
Fucking A.
You don't watch the
You don't even know the sport. What is the sport? I mean, how many guys are on the team? How many sticks did we bring today?
It's the only things we need to know.
Fuck yeah. We only need one puck because you're not out there to hit the motherfucker. But I just thought I'd share that with you hockey fans. Remember now, you're my friend. Time out for our sponsors.
Hey, Weed Man's here.
Ah, I love it.
Right to my house.
Right to the house.
That's even better yet.
Boy, would you ever see the day that that happens?
Oh, man, never. I never would have ever.
I mean, yeah. Back then, everybody used to think it was, like, so bad, all right?
Oh, fuck, dude, man. When I, in the 60s, man, you were a fucking criminal.
They'll throw you in jail.
A felon. You know, I mean, they didn't fuck around back then.
It didn't take...
And what was so funny is because it was so fucking cheap. Like I told you, man, 75 to 85 for a true key, Anthony.
So did you have to negotiate that 75 to 85? And,
I think, you know, it's funny, because every dealer, hey, nobody sells bad shit. Oh, this is good shit. Oh, this shit's a little bit better than that shit, but still good shit. So every now and then, even if it wasn't as good or whatever, you'd have to give up that $10. But what the fuck is $10 for...
And then what did it come in? It came in like...
Dude, it was wrapped in black plastic, and it looked like a brick.
Came from Mexico?
Oh, I'm sure this shit did. This shit looked like it got... You know how they compressed it? It looks like they ran over to the fucking tank. But back then, you know, 2 ounces of that was sticks and seeds.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was... It's. I mean, the pot today is so incredible.
It's like on steroids.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. You know what did, you know what changed the pot? Were the fucking hippies, dude.
60s.
And the 60s, they started taking it and experimenting with it, and said, "Hey, you know what, Mexico? You can build fucking clay blocks and build a house with that shit. We got the new shit." And that's when you started seeing the different, you know, different grades.
Right.
I mean, I was fortunate. I knew these people that grew it, man. You know, up there in Orville. Dude, I seen some plants and stuff that was, oh my God, Anthony. I would go up there 2 weeks out of the year and water. So they went on vacation.
Mm.
You know, go out and water the farm. And then right around October, I would go back up there for 2 weeks where we would trim. Dude, it looked like screen doors, but they built these big, huge screens. And they'd bring in, 30 plants that day. And for 8 hours, that's all you did was trim. It got to the point where you didn't even want to get high. You know?
You don't want to do it anymore. You trim for so long, and you're right there. Yeah. You're like, I'm time for a nap.
It's unreal. And this was the options we had. Because everybody got paid. You know, that was part of Jimmy's rules. If you're here, you get paid. So you could have cash, which was always nice. You could have bud, which was cool. And get to smoke all the bud you want. I'd make my own little pile, you know. And then the third thing was, it was that guy that drove that train.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Casey Jones,
that was a big thing, you know, where that you got paid, and mm-hmm. that went on for, 15 years.
And then it all went to...
Hey, I told you that story about Corky, man. When that ship sunk...
All good things come to an end.
That's true. You know, that's true. That happens...
Life is tragic.
Let me tell you what. That happens a lot in Jimmy's life. But you always bounce back.
Including Jimmy.
Including Jimmy. You always bounce back. And when you bounce back, it's even better and better.
That's right.
You know. And.
All right, gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
All right.
It's a sparking hour, I believe.
I love it.
What do they call that one?
This one is called God's Vagina.
Nice. And that one's the shit that killed Elvis.
Yes.
Left him in the bathroom.
You remember Elvis, dude?
Dude, man. That's where they... You know how that motherfucker died? He was a prescription guy.
He was an everything guy. He was a Jimmy guy.
But he was a prescription guy.
He was a prescription guy. You know how he died, though? Hmm. Dude, when you take, I guess, if you take some prescriptions, you don't shit. He didn't. They said that he died.
You can't.
Yeah, right. You can't shit.
That's right.
Dude, this guy was.
And you know what? He probably ate and ate, too.
Oh, so, fuck. He went on his merry way.
Yeah, no problem. Shit. You know, last week.
Shit. That's his shit.
So, I mean, today you got every this and that and whatnot, whatever. What about back then? What kind of prescriptions did Elvis? What were the main guys that they'd be taking?
Yeah,
probably Vicodin, right?
Vicodin didn't come out. That's a modern thing, isn't it?
I would think that their doctors, it's like, I'm trying to think, Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer. That's another one we got to put on there. Great Balls of Fire.
Done deal.
No shit, man. But those guys, hey, the killer owned a fucking town. I don't know what town it was, but he owned it. I'm the mayor. I'm the police. And by the way, I'm the doctor. It's like being in Mexico. What do you do when you get sick? Go to the pharmacy. Yeah.
Hey, what else you got at the pharmacy? Because I'm still hunting.
Oh, man. I can fix you any way you need to be fixed. Shit. And put a smile on your face.
And if you need more...
Fuck, man, we can do that too. You know, the pharmacy can take care of anything. That's why we're in the pharmacy. You know, I mean, it's almost... The closest thing to us is church.
I didn't join church to go to hell. Mm-mm.
That's where I believe. I believe, you know.
And when you make the rules...
You can break them too.
That's the John. Jimmy way.
Who would you who didn't you want to see? The spaceman or a ghost? Who wouldn't you want to see?
Spaceman.
He's in your realm.
Yeah?
The ghost isn't in your realm. He just kind of can scare you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure they have bad spirits, but the spaceman, he's bad altogether. I mean, anyone that thinks that this guy's coming here to make friends, fuck.
You're dreaming.
Because if we're going somewhere else, we're not there to make friends.
That's like hockey players are here to play a game.
Yeah, and let their stick at home. And the fucking puck. I just brought my skate.
But we're here to play.
But we're here to play.
We got a sport to play today.
Oh. Yeah, it's called Knock Your Lights Out. Fuck. Yeah, the spaceman would always be a scary thing.
Light him up.
Fire that bad boy up.
Ooh, boy. She don't lie.
She don't lie.
She don't lie.
But see, something like this, man, back in the 60s, you'd have to know someone. It was always the drug dealer that knew another dealer that had the Colombian or the tie, you know. It wasn't like it is today where, you know...
They bring it to your door.
Oh, yeah, where they bring it to your door, you know. But I tell you though, man, I had this tie stick, dude, laced in opium, John. And that shit, oh my God.
Yeah, what was the difference? I mean,
it was dipped in opium.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of created a... Oh my God! Every time you smoked it, you'd lose something. You wouldn't something that had happened that never would have happened.
And then Ty Stick all of a sudden disappeared.
Just like that. You smell that?
I smell it.
Yeah.
Reagan didn't like the drugs.
Oh. Well, no, well, Reagan knew the money and the drugs being illegal. Because then they now they take your pot plants and they burn them down because everybody grows.
But, I think you're allowed six.
No, but then they would take all that marijuana they'd cut down from people and sell it and sell it to the medical industry because they were still testing on it, not growing their own. So they were making money. Right, that's what they did then. Now, everybody can grow, but you get six.
I knew, this is a true story. These people that I knew up in Oroville, listen to this, John, this ain't no shit. I went up there at least 3 weekends out of the month for years and years and years. I met Frank in 1963.
Ooh, you're still in high school.
I still was, man. You know, Frank came from Miami, Florida.
Frank the Tank?
Man, Frank could buy alcohol.
That's who Frank was.
And became close friends. You know, and, dude, I mean, the pot that these guys would grow, it was incredible.
So how much was it from them?
I must say, probably it was $25 an eighth. I'll tell you, like I said, when the hippies
got... Not an ounce?
No.
That was the player price. That was the Jimmy price?
Yeah, that was a little different. When the hippies got into it in the 60s, Frank was... He's 5 years older than me, so... I used to buy my pot from him when the good pot came out. The $75 and $85 key, different clientele.
Right.
That clientele was still always around. You know.
So is Frank still around today?
He still is, dude. One time, let me get back to this story. I said I went up there every now and then, more then than whatever. So one time I went up there, and I could see it looked like shit laying in their driveway. They had like a horseshoe driveway, and I'm looking. I says, "Wow, you know." And I see Frank coming up around the side of the house, and he's got these bushes in his hand, and he says, "Hey, Tom, this hasn't been a good day." And I says, "By then I saw it was pot." They landed a helicopter in his front yard.
Ooh. Doesn't happen too often.
No. Hey, man, how big of a place you got to have that? Fucking land a helicopter. Did it happen to motherfucking Hayward? You know? And I says, fuck, Frank. I said, that's, you know, I'm looking. They busted the door off. And they went into his house. They fucking literally robbed him. Honest to God.
Reagan. Was it right around when Reagan was president?
Oh, man. This had been probably in the late 70s.
Mm. Did you ever vote for any presidents?
Nah. I've never voted in my life.
Remember how that thing, they kind of call you a felon if you get caught with this?
Yeah.
That was before Reagan.
Yeah.
So they went into his house. They stole $5,000, left the calling card, took all the plants.
Calling card, huh?
Oh, fucking sheriffs, dude. I can't do it. When they land a helicopter in your front yard, other people sort of notice it, too. What the fuck? You come here in a car, fucking helicopter.
What the fuck do you do?
Yeah, what's going on over there? So Frank goes out. He tells me what happens. He says, if you want to stay here, I'm out of here. we're leaving right now. And I'm thinking to myself, shit, I got my maybe an ounce of pot in my car. I'm out of here too. Because I didn't know if they were coming back.
Yeah.
You know, so I took off. And he goes out and gets a lawyer, dude. And the lawyer says, wait, they're going to set you up a court date. When they set up the court date, we'll get all this shit handled. Because they had took $10,000 out of his closet and didn't find the money in the other.
$10,000 was to make you think you found the right spot.
Right.
When did you think he ever got the court date?
Never did.
When Reagan was president?
Never did.
And they had 5 years to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Never got it, dude. They robbed him.
They robbed him. By not giving you a court date to even hear.
Yep. That's it.
Took it, it's over.
AustinPress.com. I mean, you go online. I mean, her stuff is so unique. It's something that you just don't see it. You got to go to a really unique store. And it's AustinPress.com. So, the rich man's sport, fucking polo. I mean, what the fuck? That's almost like ice hockey, except you're on a fucking horse. Everybody gets a stick.
You know? And they actually have a ball.
Yeah, at least there's sort of rolls or whatever. But the go-to a polo game is, I guess you call it, I don't know what the fuck you call it. I've only been to one. But it's a trip, man. You know, I went to, it was in the polo fields in San Francisco.
They have fields out there? They're still there?
Oh, yeah, dude. The polo club's big shit, dude. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know how, it's the rich man's, you know, game, yeah. You know. That's why they got that little guy on that shirt, you know.
Just like hockey, they got little guys.
Yeah, but they don't make as much. I don't know who makes the most. That fucking horse makes more than the fuck. makes more than that hockey motherfucker. See, you're 20,000. A fucking horse over there's a million. Shit, take your fucking buck and go home.
I didn't bring it with me.
It's not here.
So anyway, you know, I got to go there. And this is a true story, too, dude. Man, I was sort of there with some other folks, man, you know, and they were pretty fucking straight. You know, there might have been a couple that, you know, smoked some pot.
Hung out with Jimmy.
But that was it.
That was it.
Nobody hung out with Jimmy in that club.
No, not in that club. No. Jimmy wasn't at that club.
If Jimmy was there, Jimmy's probably distorting some money from him. You come here? Fuck, I'm going to have to step your dues up. So, you know, I went off. Dude, I went off up to the hill, up to the trees and shit. Smoke some pot, come down. And, man, I swear to God, dude, the last person I ever wanted to meet was, oh, man, I forget what. He was the last person I ever wanted to meet was there. But luckily didn't see me. You know.
You were ducking him?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You saw him?
Oh, it was, you know, things would have been bad. It might have been hard to explain every month when I had to go talk to him.
kind of like the doctor.
Oh, man, this guy could make things worse than a doctor. He could sort of put you back in jail for fucking up. So I just didn't say nothing, you know. So anyway, went there. Watched them play polo, and when they score, they face back off again. You know, this guy's on this side, that guy's on this
side. Like hockey.
I don't know. Hockey, don't they all gather in the center and start wailing? I'd beat the shit out of the referee, man, just to have fucking fun.
Nobody stopped the fight.
Nobody stopped the fight.
Oh, man. That's the first guy you take out. Hey, motherfucker. Oh, shit. You see this? There ain't no puck. So, anyway, they're facing off. And this, I swear to God, John, this horse gets up on his back legs, does a 360, and does that, you know, like, noise, and goes back down, you know. And the dude's on him, you know. He gets up and does the same thing again and falls down.
So the horse?
The horse, yeah, dude. Oh,
wait, the guy falls off the horse.
The guy was still hanging on.
He's still on the horse.
Still buckled in that saddle.
Yeah. Get up, motherfucker.
He's strapped in.
We got a game to play.
And the horse is laying there. So the horse is down for maybe about 10 minutes. So they, you know, by then they send the doctor out there and this guy and that. And they announce over the thing. The horse had a heart attack.
What? No shit.
No shit, dude. And he's sort of laying there dead. How did they get that fucking horse off the field?
They didn't, a fucking bulldozer.
What do you think?
It's a heavy horse.
Fuck yeah.
And who's got a heavy machinery to take it off?
They fucking bulldozer? The tracker?
And they called the tow truck. AAA.
So wait, you watched them tow the horse off the field?
They put it on a flatbed.
No, no, man. They brought that fucking hook down, rolled spot over there, strapped him in, and took his ass off.
Oh, my God. AAA. You know, if they had smartphones back then, I would have took a video.
Oh, dude, that was, it was pretty interesting. So, you know, after that happened.
You got AAA?
Oh, fuck. Someone, those people around there probably own AAA. Dude, it was a trip, man. They had their own little tent set up. You know, and I sort of wandered in a couple of them.
Just sort of.
What the fuck you drinking today? I like that.
Do you remember who won the game?
No.
Wasn't the horse?
The horse didn't win. Dude, that was a trip, man. That horse stood up that second time and did that circle and dropped back down. You know, I said, fuck, man, you know.
Wait, so where in San Francisco?
It's in the polo grounds in the park.
What park?
Golden Gate Park.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah, oh, fuck, dude. That's a big deal, man. You gotta, I don't know, let's see. I don't know if we hang out with that class of people.
Yeah, the fact that we have no idea.
I don't even know how you score. Polo. I don't even know how you,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like hockey. I don't really know how you score.
Polo's not on TV.
Well, yeah. You gotta have a ticket to go see that game.
How'd you get the ticket?
Jimmy. Man, I don't want to say. But I got one.
I mean...
And it was cool, too.
Would it come out of thin air?
It was just... Like sort of... I just asked me if I like polo. Fuck yeah. Hey, there's drinking.
I love polo.
Turned out I love it.
Shit. I looked down there, dude, and I rolled in there. There's probably about 12 tents. Maybe 15. Everybody said.
All private, huh?
Oh, yeah. I said, man, I'm just going to say if there's 12, I knew I was getting in four of them.
I did the math when I showed up.
I didn't really give a fuck how they score.
And I didn't even care, man. I didn't want to know the horse's name. Send him a get well card.
I wonder where they took him.
Oh, man. I
don't know. Very far.
You know, it's kind of weird, though. Did he really have a heart attack?
That's what they said.
Or was there a bet on the game, and we needed that horse to go down? Man. I wouldn't be surprised, Tom.
What,
I mean,
what do you do, look for a needle mark?
He's on steroids, Kurt.
Hey, they juice up horses at the horse races.
Hey, they do the same shit to people.
Any sport you talk about.
Oh, man. Who's fighting next week?
Ooh, it's Mr. Johnny Bones Jones. Not this weekend, but the following weekend.
I mean, what's his problem? He can't patch the hole up quick enough.
I think he said that the cocaine in his system was...
Yeah.
It was
too much cough syrup.
No, it was like... he said something like it was...
Yeah, you know, you can fight on coke, but on cough syrup, you know, it's a different ball game. Can't run your life that way.
Especially if you got a cough.
That was Russell Wilson, huh? No, not Russell Wilson. Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, yeah.
With there was on the concert, the scissor. The scissor. What'd you think when that guy got drafted?
Well, he didn't think he was ever going to play. They called. I was at the game they called him in at. This guy comes off the bench. He's falling down. He goes up there, gets sacked first play, second play. He can't even hold the football.
He was sad to watch.
He didn't know. Well, he didn't know he was going in. It's like, start that.
You're the first pick of the draft. You can't play football.
Well, it's like you pay this guy. He's a kid, right? You pay him that much money and say, you don't even need to play. You're going to sit on the bench. Just and your
gonna be I think they give like a guaranteed $700,000.
Well, no, they stopped. That was no, before, that was before
they, fuck, they let him pay him fucking millions. It was crazy millions.
10, right?
It was a lot, but they had to cut it. They had to cap it for rookies. Because after that, Stafford. For,
no, but it was hey, after. But you, it was you what they
were. Listen, like, yeah, he sucked. They want to put the quarterbacks on their own salary cap because they're taking
50%. Ask Rodgers.
Yeah. Who are you going to throw it to? You better learn how to throw that ball to yourself, dickhead. 33 million. You better learn how to throw that ball to yourself.
Hey, number 12. You better be number 21.
You better, because I ain't got enough money. Can you see 57 on our side? Well, 87 on their side. 57 can't stop him. I'm just giving you a heads up.
$61 million, Jamarcus Russell's contract. 32 guaranteed.
I bet he's broke.
So he got paid $32 million to get fired, and not play. But one,
you remember watching that guy play football, Tom?
It was bad. It was John. Remember, I was a Raider. I had
John's a real fit Raider fan.
Yeah,
he's all. I do remember. He sucked.
I won't hurt your feelings today, dude.
You can't hurt my feelings. I've been a Raider fan my whole life.
What's on that cool. side of that helmet?
Yep, that's it. Go to Las Vegas. I say what I say, but I'll still be there.
Well, that's cool. That's cool that you're.
I'm never going to not be. My mom's got a tattooed change. On her back. So.
Unless they change the Raider to something different.
If they change the name, I mean, you know.
What do you think? You know what I'd do if I was Las Vegas?
What would you do, Tom?
I'd change the name.
To what?
You can't. There's so many Raider fans. Las Vegas is made up of a bunch of people from here trying to get cheaper.
They changed it to the Ravens, remember?
You know what? You're moving the franchise. And you're still going to sell. You could call them anything and they're going to sell out.
You don't think the Raiders is a cool name?
I don't think it's a cool name. I think it was a great name for Oakland.
Right.
But it's now sad. You're not playing in Oakland. No. Let me tell you what. When the Ravens moved to Baltimore, they weren't called the fucking Browns. Whoa! Pardon me, motherfucker. They weren't called the Browns. The only team that moved was the Colts, that still kept the name the Colts, and moved out of Baltimore in the fucking dark. Load that fucking truck up. We're getting out of Dodge. Sun's coming up in 3 hours. Shit. So, should they change the name? Let me tell you what. You know what? You don't play in Oakland no more. I don't give a fuck if you own a house there. I don't give a fuck nothing about Oakland. I play in Las Vegas. And you know what? You're going to be a whole new team.
Gruden's team.
I'd ask John what he wants to name them. You know, John and Jay show.
Who's next?
They're not going to have a bad team. They have so many draft picks right now.
Yeah. We'll see.
Who happens who's the draftee is drafted.
In the draft.
Because they talked about Gruden drafting. And let me tell you what, his shit ain't all that good. That'd be like sending you and me down there. Oh, I like that guy's helmet.
He's a Gruden guy.
Yeah, he's got number 7. You know, fuck. But that's what they said about him drafting. They have the picks, but who's going to pick them? Find your GM. You ain't got no fucking faith there. Now you got this other guy that you got this other guy that's dissolved the team. Shit, that stupid fucking owner, that fucking Mo haircut.
That haircut is.
Oh my god! See, what size bowl am I gonna put on my head today? Is it the mixing bowl, salad bowl, punch bowl?
Not the Super Bowl.
It's no soup.
toilet bowl. Oh, man, I... Hey, you know what, John? Back in the day, I had season tickets. And, well, I told you about, you know, back in the day.
The A's fucked it up.
The A's are fucking it all up. And I was a Raider fan.
Were you ever an A's fan?
Sort of. I was an A fans when they were winning.
They won some World Series in the day.
Like, I know, I was a fan then.
I was a fan then. That was in the 70s.
They won quite a few, didn't they?
I think they went 3 in a row.
Who did they have?
Oh, the dude with the handlebar mustache. Oh, Reggie Raleigh Jackson. Raleigh
fingers.
Yeah.
Kind of like your mustache.
No, his had
flared out a little
bit. I have a picture with my mom, big old afro, right? And Jose Canseco holding like a big old gold chain on. I just found that the other day.
Jose Canseco was a bad motherfucker.
Oh, Ricky Henderson.
Ricky was bad motherfucker.
Bash Brothers.
Bash Brothers and Wires. They hit a lot of home runs.
Fuck, they should have.
Those guys are.
You know.
Those guys were hanging out with Jake the Snake.
Is that a movie, Moneyball?
Moneyball. I remember that movie. Yeah, that was a good one, Moneyball.
But the A's were good. I mean, and Finley, he was a cool owner. You know, I mean, Finley, he came up with... Do you remember when they played with that orange baseball?
No.
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. Man, get that ball today for night games. Orange ball.
Called that the money ball.
Called the money ball. Oh, man. I didn't know that, dude. Yeah. I never heard that before.
You look, you know... I don't know how you say you looked that one up. But, fuck. Yeah, Finley was pretty... Came up with a lot of ideas.
So let's end the pod, Tom. What do you got to say to end the pod with Jimmy?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
And, well, the New Year ain't here yet.
Okay.
We'll be talking more before that.
That's right.
But I'll be, you know, we'll be talking tomorrow, you know.
We will.
Not tomorrow, Thursday. But Thursday.
Tomorrow we got Arizona.
I hear ya. Gotta hunt down the troops.
That's it.
And John, I'll tell you, dude, it's been a great day.
Hey, I was looking forward to this day.
Oh man, yeah.
All right, dudes. End of story.
End of story. Saw them when this album came out at the Cow Palace, and the people up in Oroville went to go see him at them, and they ran into this other guy and this other couple, and this guy Tommy that I saw within the party, different parties up there, came with this acid, and we all took the acid and went to this show.
Did they have a name for that acid?
I think it was called Windowpane. And it was incredible. You know, because these guys tell a story when you see them. You know, and there was this one part where this airplane flies over this is in the Cow Palace now, flies coming down over where the stage is, and in the back of the stage, they have this album playing on an old-time record player. And as the plane comes down, hits the album, big explosion, and they're just still playing. incredible.